And there we go. You said to me before we started, you know, there are some things I can't tell you.
Yes.
So, but if you just give us a context here, you are refining or getting back a certain kind of material, mm-hmm. and it's Indian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And why is that important to recycle that?
Well, first of all, I would like to mention, like, indium is now classified as a critical raw materials by the EU and also US, because it's a byproduct with zinc ores and the content is not that high. So, and nowadays, as we see in the industry, like, the technology is developing, and there is a huge need called a material that indium tin oxide, which is conductive and also transparent. Mm. And in the solar cells, in the TV screens, phone screens, it's pretty high usage. Mm. Since there is no opportunity or not economically possible to get from zinc ores, then we need already exist products to recycle.
Mm.
So that's why we need to do that.
Yeah.
And there is no industrial scale in recycling in that technology, what we do, because we decrease the CO2 footprint very, very low levels.
Mm. Okay. So how did you come into this area? What's your background?
In person, my background is in material science and engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the idea came from another material scientist from Chalmers, Dr. Burçak Ebin.
Yeah.
And his research findings.
Yeah.
So that's why they combined the technology with sustainable manufacturing to contribute to a better future.
Yeah. And now you have a result from this mm-hmm. project that mm-hmm. have been financed from Mr. Innovation here. What was the hardest thing to solve in this process? What was the hardest thing to actually manage to do with the material?
I would say, when you have something in theoretical way, that's good.
Yeah.
You think that it's acceptable. Oh, it looks easy to implement in a practical way, but it's not like that. So because for indium tin oxide recycling, because the last time I showed you this huge block,
yeah,
and smashing into small pieces and having tiny, tiny powders with physical and chemical treatments to achieve certain product possibilities is not easy.
No.
So from theory to practical, yeah, is the hardest part.
Have you been, did you have to design new tools and equipments and so on? Or are you using what already is, but in new ways? Or
in the recycling, we use already existing material products, mm-hmm. equipments that we need to smash into smaller pieces, the, yeah, huge block. But when it comes to the other way, in a chemical treatment, we, yeah, use our technology that developed by Burçak Ebin, mm, from Chalmers.
Yeah.
So here it, I think, is the part that our technology and our specific knowledge comes from.
And can you scale this? Can you support the need on the market? Is it locally or globally, or what's your aim, you think?
It's definitely globally.
Mm.
It's everywhere, because the technology, as I said before, technology is developing every day. We cannot even catch up sometimes.
Mm.
So there is a huge need in everywhere, especially in Asia market, because Samsung, LG, and Apple, the other companies, are really in a demand of indium and indium tin oxide.
Yeah.
So sputtering targets materials. So there is a huge need in everywhere globally.
Yeah,
yeah.
And will you, your organization, be the one that distribute this, or are you looking for a distribution network, or how does it work? Where are you right now?
We are collaborating with our partners, project partners, and with other partners, and we are having some suppliers. We are collaborating together.
Mm.
So we do this as a team.
Yeah,
yes.
Very good. Thank you very much for being a part of this project, this Mr. Innovation. I think you do a very important work there.
Thank you very much for supporting us and giving us this opportunity.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.